So our kids went back to school this week, and we're about tapped out with new clothes, school supplies, lunchboxes, backpacks. The first homework assignments have come home, and for the most part, the routine has begun again. Granted, it's been a few years since my children went back to school. They're both grown and beyond college. But I know there are so many more aspects to raising children these days, so much information that just was not available and maybe wasn't even necessary when I was raising my girls. Knowing that's true and wanting to address that void of information that most parents need, a group of lectures has been put together, and Cindy Carey, Health Link Coordinator and the person who put this new program together, is here with me in the studio this morning. Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning, Trisha.
You know, you've been here almost as much as I have in the last few weeks. You have so much going on at HealthLink. Tell me about this new program.
Well, this is the Golisano Children's Hospital lecture series that we hope to put on quarterly. And the plan is to showcase the opening of the Golisano Children's Hospital in late summer 2009.
That's only a year away.
That's correct.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it really
seems
is.
Like a long time coming, but now it really seems like a short time. It's exciting. So now you've put together this lecture series. Who's the lecture series for?
Actually, this lecture series could be for both the parents and the children, and we're trying to touch on topics that will be applicable to both the parents and the children regarding adolescent and childhood issues.
All right, so let's talk about when it's going to be, and then let's talk about exactly what those issues would be. All right, so the date is?
The date is September 13th.
Saturday morning, right?
Yes, that is a Saturday morning, and the programming will actually start at 8:45. We'll be doing some registration starting at 8:30. We will have light refreshments, and we're going to start with some topics, hopefully of interest to people, on how nutrition can help kids when they're getting ready to go to school on a their daily school.
Well, and let's talk about the nutrition program just quickly. This is what you can put in school lunches, the kinds of things that kids need to know to give them that fresh start.
A lot of this is going to be geared toward how breakfast is an important meal to give kids a good start during the day.
All right.
And then there will be some discussion about kind of how to make the school lunches more healthy.
Okay. Some good ideas for things kids can take or things
Absolutely.
Can supplement the school lunches with. All right. And then what other programs are you going to have?
We're going to talk about bullying in school-age children, which
that's huge.
It really is.
Yeah.
It seems
to
be a big problem across the board. It's not district dependent. It does seem to be everywhere.
Right.
So.
And is the bullying, are you going to address it from the point of view of if your child is being bullied or if your child is a bully?
This is actually geared toward kind of both sides of it, but mainly toward, as a parent, how you can protect your child from being bullied, as well as how the child can protect himself from being bullied.
Okay, so a child attending would get some real tips that
Absolutely.
They could use in school. That's excellent. All right, what other programs are you going to have?
We're going to have some discussion on sports concussion because a lot of the sport teams are starting up this fall, and you have some contact sports. And Brian Rieger is going to discuss how you can have a concussion and that bump on a head might be more than just a little bump on the head.
Absolutely. Dr. Rieger has been here a couple of occasions, and some of the stories he's told, and it's sometimes it's the parents as well as the kids who really aren't recognizing how dangerous that can be.
Right, and there's actually a need to have that assessed so we know when to let these kids return to practice or return to play.
Right, and sometimes, you know, the coaches are saying, okay, you're tough, get back into the game, and that really can really damage a kid for life.
Right.
Yeah, it's scary stuff. And what you have one other program that morning?
One other program that morning, and that is childhood depression. It's going to touch on what are some of the signs, some options for treatment in the area, pediatric depression, psych issues seem to be something that this area really is lacking in when it comes to treatment. So,
yeah. You know, that's true all over the place. There
right.
are not the psychologists to address it and the psychiatrists to address it. And kids really do suffer from this. This isn't something we talked about when you and I were kids.
Right.
And parents, therefore, really don't know how to identify it or how to treat it. So I think that'll be very valuable. All right. You say the kids and the parents should attend, and there are going to be some giveaways.
Yes, we have the pediatric emergency room will be there with their bike helmet giveaway.
Okay.
We did that once before out at Onondaga Lake Park, if you recall. Very successful.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully that will tie right into Dr. Rieger's discussion on sports concussions.
Good.
So we can keep some heads safe.
Uh-huh.
We'll have some people from Reality Check there. We're going to talk about, well, there'll be displays on tobacco use and how and why not to start tobacco use.
Reality Check is the tobacco program.
Yes.
The anti-tobacco program
for youth.
Kids.
Yes.
All right, great.
Part of the tobacco control program.
Uh-huh.
We're going to have some other people from the health department there from the Safe Kids Network, so there'll be some information on, car seat safety right through, again, the bike helmet safety, mm-hmm. those types of issues.
That's great. And so parents can come with their kids, spend the morning. You're going to have some refreshments and some snacks for them there.
That is correct.
They can sit and listen to the various. Can you attend all four, or do you have to choose among them?
We would love it if you attended all four.
Okay.
If you have any one in particular that you're interested in, that you're welcome to come and attend the ones that you find might
okay.
interest you most.
Now, if people, what should they do? Call Health Connections to get more information?
Yes.
Okay, and Health Connections is
464-8668.
Right. And they can, do they need to register ahead of time, or can they register that morning?
Pre-registration would be helpful.
Okay, just so you know.
Just so we know.
Have enough food.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And we certainly can take walk-ins.
Okay, very good. And they should plan to be there about 8:30. It's at Shopping Town?
Yes.
Okay, September 13th.
Saturday morning, be there at 8:30.
Okay. Only till about noon.
Yes.
So it's just for the morning. Very good. Anything else we should know about the Golisano Children's Hospital Lecture Series?
Look for the next one, which will be toward the end of this year.
Okay, very good. Well, Cindy Carey, once again, thanks so much for coming by this morning. This sounds like a great program. I hope parents and kids are there in droves.
My pleasure.
Hi, I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's Checkup from the Neck Up. What I learned on my summer vacation, or frustration from to Well, dear listeners, you know when we're on vacation, instead of the too much to do and too little time to do it crunch, we have that wonderful, spacious feeling inside. Summertime and the living is easy. Now, if we could just get that when we're back 9 to 5, we'd be more flexible, better company, and live longer, because getting bent out of shape bends the bod too, not just the bean. But how? Well, I've been on vacation the past 2 weeks, and just this morning I practiced what I'm going to keep doing. My wife asked me to replace the socket in the lamp over our kitchen table. It's a very old lamp, designed so the socket wears out every year or so, and with something tricky about putting in a newfangled socket, so that only one kind of socket fits. But I can never remember which kind until I'm up to that tricky part again. Anyway, this time at the hardware store, I remember that, and buy the two possible sockets to be sure I get one that fits. Mr. Smarty Pants comes to visit. Back home, I see the tricky, and as I'm congratulating myself on getting the different sockets, I grab them, and somehow, they're the same. And you got it both wrong. We're all intimately familiar with this spot, aren't we? And much of our difficulty in life comes from how we manage frustration, that feeling when things don't go our way. But just how, when all we want to do is tantrum like our 2-year-old self denied our righteous cookie, do we channel that furious energy into persistently tackling the problem? I asked my psychologist self, Dr. Neckup, to make a house call. He said, "Stay calm, little Richie, and see if you can find that fork in the road alternative to growling and yanking your remaining hair follicles." What I discovered was, another fork is yanking one's attention from those furious thoughts, breathing deep into one's belly, and exploring what frustration feels like. It has a bad rep. If we don't constrict it in tension and instead make plenty of space inside our skin, frustration is a pleasant, bubbly fizz, a signal of a problem yet to solve. And the fizz is energy to solve it if we point it in the right direction. So, dear listeners, let the bubbles bubble and keep toiling on the trouble. Before you go, you want to know the real kicker? Back at the hardware store, Mr. Smarty Pants comes for another visit. And inspired, I bought 3 extra sockets so I'd be ready the next time. Then back home, I'm putting them in the drawer for electric supplies. And way in the back, aren't there 2 other sockets I didn't see 3 hours ago? The right kind? Relax, Richie. Deep breath. Isn't life grand? If we practice this, we might take vacation back to work. This is Dr. Sometimes Not the Brightest Bulb in the Chandelier, O'Neill. Thanks for listening.